I don't know if Rivendell ever turned on, but we're back. We're here. Hello. I think, what was the theme of the last show? Was it 2010s? Okay, in that case, in honor of the person who checks me out at lunch at work, not that I phrased that weirdly, he lets me purchase my food. He doesn't, like, look at me. But his name is Luis, great guy, always makes me feel really warm and welcome at work. Oh, this is Button Pushers, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I asked him what his favorite artist was. He said Bruno Mars and Adele. I wanted to show him the other side from Doo-Wops and the Hooligans. It's the second least listened to song on the album, but I think probably my favorite. It's a great track, so we'll get right into it right now. Or not. I don't know. What aux am I on? Or I should turn up my laptop. That'll do it. Let's try that. We will try this one more time. The Other Side by Bruno Mars, B.O.B., and CeeLo Green. CeeLo Green.
I'm complicated. You're as straight as they come. You go about your day, baby, while I hide from the sun. It's better if you don't understand, 'cause you won't know what it's like until you try. You know
It bangs. It's such a good track. I can't believe it is the second least listened to song on that album. By the way, this album does go crazy. Like, even though it's the second least listened to song, 71 million listens. That's crazy, dog. The most listened is Just the Way You Are. I guess that's probably not a surprise. With almost 2 billion? Holy cow, that's nuts. Okay, anyway. I don't know what happened to my voice there either. In case you were wondering, the least listened to song on the album is called Our First Time, and I don't know it. I haven't listened to it. I mean, I probably have, because I've listened to this whole album a lot growing up, but I don't know it, so it's probably not that good. What can I say? But I did show The Other Side to Luis, like, when I was getting my breakfast this morning, and he literally was like, oh, dude, goosebumps, his falsetto, and I was like, I know. But Bruno Mars has a great high voice, and the song having, like, this really nice fusion of, like, hip-hop, pop, and soul, and that really nice, I don't know what the, like, guitar riff genre/style is that he has going on in the chorus, but it's just such a good vibe. One complaint about it, though, is that B.O.B. Is usually a pretty decent wordsmith. You know, you probably know him from, like, I've Got the Magic in Me, and his rap in this track is so bad, like, I don't know. There's no double entendres. There's, like, nothing going on except he's, like... I personally really like when rappers make, like, goofy lyrics that are call me this because I'm that or something. Like, I be... Let's see. I'm trying to think of something in the heat of the moment from hit rapper Prob Cause to see if I can come up with something. But I can't. Because my brain is so fried. I was up pretty early today on an accident, and then went to work, and then worked on this mix, and then didn't work on it, and then worked on it again afterwards. So I've been a little busy. Not doing, like, homework or anything. I can't complain. Some of my friends have a lot more going on, for sure. But my brain is broken, and I'm trying to remember the one lyric from Prob Cause and Grizz's collab in Knuckle Puck where he says, call me Sonic because I'm on a roll. That's it. You know, it's like, it's a goofy line and it has no place in the thing. Like, Sonic just comes out of nowhere, but it's like a fun line. Him going, I'm a monster, but I'm no Frankenstein is like, what are we talking about here? What's going on, B.O.B.? Anyway, that's a pretty good track. Also thought it would be fun to kind of, like, continue the theme of the last show, which is called Dose Sound Machine, an incredible name for a show. If you haven't heard of DOS Sound Machine, look it up. But Dose Sound Machine is also a really good name for a show. Okay, so let's get to business. I did make a mix. It is very short. It was live mixed, but then recorded, because I realized I tried live mixing on my laptop today, and it totally just, like, crapped itself. Like, it would freeze every time I tried to load a track up into the decks. So, we'll have to figure that out. We might not have some, like, actual live mixing in the studio, but the mix I did this time was all live, like, transitions. And then I just recorded it. Unfortunately, like, the version that I have is only, like, I can only record up to, like, 3 minutes at a time, I think, of my mixes. So, I patched them together in Ableton, like, best I could, so there might be, like, some clipping every once in a while, but, like, the only patches I did were between, the same song, if that makes sense. Like, I would use the DJ software to do the transition, and then once it was only one song playing, record that for a little bit, then take it to Ableton, take the regular song, and, like, overlay it, try and as smoothly as possible. Kind of a mess. I'm gonna have to work on my setup for a little bit, for sure. I also just need to work on the DJ setup, because I was, like, reaching over my monitor trying to, like, hit the mouse and the keyboard, because it's a mess. I got work to do, for sure. That being said, was really fun to work with music for a little bit. Admittedly wanted to have a much longer mix, but motivation has been low. I've lost a lot of motivation recently. I lost, like, a motivator, I would say, recently, and it's just, like, it's been tough to stomach, but trying to keep on keeping on, and admittedly, I was really hyped for this game that came out, like, 2 days ago, and, like, out of nowhere, I'd been, like, bed rotting, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just straight, like, doing nothing. I did have a date on Sunday, but that was, like, it was mid, sorry, Jade, but it was fine. I'm not like looking for a partner. I'm not ready for that yet. My brain is a mess. But I'm just like going on coffee chats and stuff with people, trying to get out of the house. And that I definitely needed to get out of the house because I hadn't like talked to anyone in a couple of days. You know, we be talking about mental health on here, and sometimes it's bad, but we're working on it. Where was I going with that? Oh, motivation. In the toilet. Never worked on the mix over the whole weekend, even though I like compiled songs that I wanted to bring together. So the mix is really only like 10 minutes long, probably like 4 songs, but it is kind of boppy. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of felt like I cooked a little bit. I found out how to do some stem separation on my DJ software, so it got a little bit easier to like isolate vocals and bass lines and drums and like the melodies. So sometimes in the songs, like, there isn't any bass, so you can take bass from another track and then try and just play the bass of one track over another song that doesn't have bass at the time and kind of ease into the next track. So I was trying to kind of try my hand at that, because in the past all of my mixes have been mostly volume based, trying to find like spots in tracks that seem like they sync up with either rhythm or melody, and then like try and blend that in as smoothly as possible with like some volume and reverb. But this one was a little bit more like trying to really take pieces of the songs apart and put them together, which hopefully you'll be able to hear, especially with one of the songs, which is Show Me What by A.G. Cook. But we can get to that later. For now, I want to play a Vocaloid song, because I realize we've had multiple button pusher sessions without any Japanese music. That is a shame, because Harrison and I think used to play it like every show. Also, I just thought it was really funny that everyone at my like government, military, health, like work corporate place was all sending each other Miku songs like yesterday. It just feels weird being an adult and still sending like, this is a fake voice made by the internet singing anime songs, we should jam to it. And like, we're jamming to it. I've been listening to a lot of like tracks that don't have lyrics in them, or have lyrics in them that I like can't understand while I'm at work, because my brain is very active and I tend to kind of overanalyze lyrics and stuff. And if that's gonna happen, I want it to happen at home, not when I'm like on the clock. Or definitely not like in the office. So I've been listening to a lot of like this kind of stuff, as well as like Amsterdam, like warehouse club music, and like my Weird Noises playlist. Maybe we'll play some G Jones later on in the show. But this Vocaloid track, I think, is very fitting for that, because the whole point of me listening to these musics or these songs is to try and silence my head a little bit. And this one is called Head Empty Style, I believe is what it's called. And it's basically like, The main lyric in the chorus is just them saying, whatever, 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 it doesn't matter, I'm going head empty style, and like, I don't care about anything, I'm just gonna vibe. And it's a very good track, so we'll get into it right now.
ただいつまでこうして闇過ごすつもりだろう負けん吠えぬいないもどんせ逃げ足だけが得意
What a fun track, isn't it? I love it. It's so, like, groovy. It's such a nice bop. Very great track. I believe the, like, English version, if you want to look it up, is just called Iya Iya Iya. I-Y-A-I-Y-A-I-Y-A. It is by Niru. How I usually find it in whatever, like, search engine I'm using or whatever, is I just look up Niru and Cynicism, which is the name of the album that it's on. Okay, wow, can you guys, like, hear that? I don't know if that's, like, just in my headphones or if it's on the show, but there is, like, so much, like, air, like, background noise, or, like, a fan, maybe? Is that what this is? Yeah, I think it might be that fan. Can I, like... We'll try our best. I'm sorry if you hear anything too, I don't know, background noisy? Whatever. I miss having someone to, like, fill in. I miss Harrison as a person, for sure. I also miss, like, having another voice in here, because, like, having to talk for, like, 2 hours is crazy. Like, don't tempt me. I can do it, for sure. But, like, the dead air is, like, it's a little bit more anxiety-inducing, because it's like, oh, wait, I have to think of what I'm thinking about really quickly, or start talking about something else. And everyone else is like, bro, just play music. That's what we're here for. I'm sorry. Before we play some more music, I do have a couple shout-outs real quick. This is, like, not something I'm gonna probably do on the show all the time, but, like, kind of a big deal. Well, one is, like, just, I think, a funny story. One of them is a big deal, so we'll start with the big deal. One of my friends just got accepted into med school. She has been working her tail off. I almost said a word I can't say on the air, but she's been working her tail off. You can check, no tail. It's really inspiring, honestly. Great role model material, has been working super, super hard, and very excited to see how that goes. Also, it seems like it's one of the schools that they would have liked, hopefully. I never confirmed that, but, like, there's some familiarity. It's the same Tufts school, so that's super big news. So congrats on the next step for Dr. Nafisa. Very, very proud of you. And then the other one, oh, and yes, we can hear the whooshing. That is so sad. I really don't know what to do about that, but maybe I can, like, move to the other side while I'm talking. We'll figure it out after that. And then another thing, this one's more of just, like, a funny story. There's a new coworker at work, really great guy. His name is Irfan. Really stellar. He's, like, checking in on people all the time. He's made it, like, his whole, like, not persona, I will say, but he wants to make sure people are doing well. It's really encouraging to kind of have that energy in the office, for sure. Especially because, like, in the office right now, attitudes are kind of diminished because the higher-ups have been terrible lately, but whatever. So this one goes out to you, Irfan. Thanks for making the world a better place. And also, I just want to share a funny, like, one-of comment that he made once at the table that I still laugh at to this day. I think it's, like, one of the, like, best one-liners I've heard in a really long time. He was explaining to us how there used to be this Taco Bell at a gas station on his drive home from, like, wherever. I think from college or from his old job or something. I forget. Sorry, Irfan. And he used to love it because he would always have to fill up there, and then he would just get a taco or, like, a Crunchwrap or something and call it. And then they closed the Taco Bell, and he goes, yeah, it sucks. They closed the Taco Bell, so now I just drive and run out of gas. And I lost it. I thought that was so good. I mean, his delivery was better, and, like, it's probably, like, a you-had-to-be-there thing, but, like, aw, that was beautiful. I'm so proud of you, Irfan, for coming up with that in the moment. I think that's all I've got for shout-outs for now. I don't know. Oh, my ex-housemate, like, passed a criterion that he was, like, studying for a while. I'm super proud of you. And my other housemate got a job. That's also huge. Wait, these are all, like, really big things. Congrats, everyone. I'm so proud of you all for the progress you're making in your life. Now that we're done with all that nonsense. It's not nonsense. It's beautiful. You're all very beautiful. I guess we could play the mix. We could play the mix. Or we could play this really cool remix that I found of a disco track called Finally. It's like a house disco song. But it was a remix by Breeze Carolina, which you probably don't know, but you might know one of their songs, Blackout. Check it out. It's like, if you were in, like, the emo scene or, like, the edgy scene growing up, you probably know Blackout. But Finally, like, cover slash remix by Breeze Carolina and Abby Flynn. Just kind of bop into it. It's really smooth, it's really simple, but we'll get into it right now.
Meeting Mr. Right, the man of my dreams, the one who shows me true love, or at least it seems, with brown cocoa skin and curly black hair. It's just the way he looks at me, that gentle love is there. Finally, you come along. The way I feel about you, it just can't be wrong. If you only knew the way I feel about you, I just can't describe it. Oh no, finally, it's happening to me. Right in front of my face, my feelings can't describe it. Finally, it's happening to me. Right in front of my face, and I just cannot hide it.
Okay, we have one. Oh, sorry. I should have faded myself in a little bit more. Sorry to your eardrums and or what used to be them. Really quick update. I gotta get my crap in order, dude. Maybe I should start writing, like, a script for this. Or maybe the randomness is fun. Who knows? It's radio. It's freeform. And I'm supposed to do whatever I want when I'm here. Except not break things. I can't break things. I also can't do a show without a PSA. And I should also say my thing every 50 minutes. Anyway, That was Finally by Breathe Carolina and Abby Flynn. A fun little, like, interlude is that, or, like, not interlude, what is it, tangent, perhaps? Anecdote, thank you, self. Was my mom texted me and said, CC Peniston, I have that CD, so she has the CD of the original track. And also, like, while we're on that note, my mom has been saying that, like, she's always been encouraging me to try and make mixes with older songs into newer songs, like mashups and stuff, or try and, like, remix older songs, because, like, there's a lot of gems that are really great that were made with, like, the top technology at the time, but as production has, like, definitely been hit by Moore's Law and gotten much better and better, like, DJs are starting to go back and remix a lot of these tracks, like we heard with Finally, and David Guetta's been releasing a ton of them, like, I'm Blue and Family Affairs, stuff like that. Like, a lot of really fun tracks are getting this, like, a lot of really fun older tracks are getting this newer house spin on them. It's really cool, and also just kind of fun that my mom was like, I think this would go hard, and, like, 10 years later, it went hard. So that's my mom being on top of music as usual. Then I also have one more side note, is that they got it, the med student got accepted into Tufts, and that was their top school. So huge. That's even bigger news. Like, that's crazy. I can't even imagine. I remember how excited I was when I got into just, like, regular college, and I thought I worked really hard for that, but that was in, like, a high school sense. You've been working for this whole time. That's really, really cool, and I'm really happy for you. And make sure, you said you were being celebrated, but, like, make sure that keeps happening for, like, the week or something. You worked for this for a long time. Okay. We've got a lot to cover. I realized, because there's a new Subtronics album, and it's really good. Like, it's really wild. I'm kind of sad, because Subtronics is coming to Boston over the weekend that I'm going to New York. And, like, I can't be too sad, because I'm visiting a bunch of really good friends in New York. And I was also, like, a problem with scheduling the last trip. But, like, seeing any of these songs live would be crazy. But I do have one of the songs in the mix, so we will probably do that next if I have access to my external hard drive. Let's see. Are you present? Not yet, maybe. Let's try plugging it in again. You could probably almost hear that. I plugged it in. It is loading. Huge. Exported tracks. Longer mixes. Alright, so I kind of went for a more, like, digital theme on this track. Like, I wanted a lot of the songs to feel very, like, cyber, I suppose. And I feel like I did okay at the start, and then it just kind of devolved because I only had 3 hours. So I have a whole playlist on Spotify of, like, a bunch of cyber tracks that I wanted to throw into one big mix. Maybe we'll expand this into, like, a bigger mix later, but for now, here is about a 10-minute mix of some electronic tracks, kicking it off with Heart.exe from, of course, Eliminate's new album, Get Off the Internet. Oh, and again, this was live mixed. I'm kind of proud of that. I've been working on this for a while, so not the mix, but just live mixing in general.
synthetic purple four-door. Show me what you made of. Layered cake mix, anchor deep in starlight spite. Yeah, tell me what you made. Something in the way you move, I see visions, my eyes are glued. Starlines run in my head, you're in my veins like a chemical, yeah. Now I am transfixed, got to know what you're made of. I can take it.
The mix. Thank you all for listening. I'm also okay. I need to try something really quickly before I say what songs were in the mix. I'm going to switch aux chords from 1 to 2. This has been my theory for years, but I never tested it, that aux 1 does not connect to the bass in the studio. So that was, hopefully you guys had bass. That was a really disappointing experience for me. I was really looking forward to hearing that last song in the studio. There's a small chance I'm gonna play it again, because this show has another 80 minutes left. But I've swapped aux chords, and I just want to play like a certain part of that last track, and see if the bass sounds more clear. Let's see. My laptop is like crying. It's not even playing. Hello, aux 2. Are you in? Why won't you work? Is the question. There we go. Now let's try that. Yeah. Okay, 1 second. Yeah, I think so. I think aux 2 is the only one that has, like, I mean, there's definitely bass on aux 1, but it's a little muddy. Aux 2 felt a lot better. Also, hopefully the background noise is gone. I found an AC unit in the back, and I turned it off. There's still the fan by my feet, but that one, it, like, controls the radio everything, so I'm not gonna touch that one. The air conditioner was a little bit of a, like, two dudes at the doors and one always lies and one always tells the truth kind of thing, because there's like four posters and one of them says the air conditioner policy. It feels like a logic puzzle. One of them says the air conditioner policy is that when you leave, the AC should be on, the windows should be closed, and the shades should be drawn. You may turn off the AC during your show as long as you turn it on before you leave. Then another one says, do not attempt to open the window or remove the AC. Do not attempt to alter any settings, including power. And then one behind it says the AC should always be running, but you can turn it off for your show. And then the AC itself has a label on the power button that just says do not turn off. I'll just make sure I turn it on before I leave. Someone remind me, because I'm definitely not going to remember. But, oh, thank you. My housemate reminded me I have to do a PSA, and not just one. I have to do two. Like, I have to do one each of the hours of the show, and I was absolutely going to forget. So, oh, well, we'll do that. Oh, gosh. Okay, the mix. But while it's still fresh in your heads, hopefully. It opened with Heart.exe by Eliminate from his Get Off the Internet debut album. Or not debut, but his first album. He's been making music for years. Really great album. Go check it out. Literally, it's a no-skip. Everything goes crazy. And then the transition was into Show Me What by A.G. Cook and Cecily Believe. Off of the 7G album. I think 7G is an album, but there is like a ton of songs on that. Like A.G. Cook like earned the name Cook in that album. There's like 75 tracks or something crazy like that, I think, last time I checked. But really fun track. I like it. It's a little hyper poppy, but I just love the vocals, and it was really fun to isolate those vocals and try and play with them both with a mix of one of the drops from Heart.exe and also in the build towards the next track, which was Pressure by ISO XO, for those who don't know him. And this is on his Kids Gone Mad album. I believe that came out earlier this year. Maybe it was last year. I should check that. Oh, it was last year. Yeah, 2023. But really, really good album as well. Definitely check out ISO. And while we're talking about ISO, I talked about the Night Hearts EP last show with ISO and Noctue. They are doing their fourth tour. It just got announced. They're doing one in Washington, not DC, but like the state, and then one in New York, and then two other places that haven't been announced yet. And I'm like really close to buying a New York ticket and seeing if I can crash at one of my New York friends' house places, because like seeing both of them live would be crazy. I already saw Noctue live and it was phenomenal. Just like the people who like Noctue, and I was right up front, and there was a couple of other people. We were like 2.5 hours early, just watching some other like openers and stuff at this festival, and I heard someone behind me go like, you know, this is good, but I can't wait for Noctue. Like, or he said, I'm really excited for the headliners, but I can't wait for Noctue. And I turned around and I was like, dude, me too. And we started chatting it up and like took videos together, like rocking to the songs and stuff. It was super fun. I love meeting people at like concerts and stuff. Yeah, Noctue's great. Go check him out. ISO's also great. And then the last song on the mix was from that new Subtronics album, Tesseract, and the song was called Alien Communication, which is a beautiful name for the track because that's what it sounds like, dude. I have a lot to say about the Alien Communication track, honestly, and I don't know if, like, part of it is, like, this is my radio station, and it should be basically whatever I want to do with it, right? Like, it's freeform. But I also, like, inherently am kind of like a people pleaser, so maybe I should just move on, but I'll try and keep it quick. Some things that I really like about this Subtronics track is that Subtronics is very much known for his like his rhythm or his like very like gnarly dubstep stuff. Like his name literally comes from just like subwoofer and electronics, and he's using like analog and all kinds of weird synthesis to like get these really growly like just messy sounds. But he's also a really good, theorist, like music theorist. I don't think people really think about that when they think about electronic producers, especially not like these dubstep producers that make sounds that sound like, wow, you know, like, you're not like, oh, that was an F sharp. But it does matter a lot, like a lot more than you would think, for a whole lot of like audio science reasons that we can get into at another time. But like as a fun fact, Subtronics was like the theorist who kind of helped Rez, build her music theory. And then after that happened, like all of her songs started taking off like crazy. Like she had a ton of projects that were like not really getting recognized by labels and stuff. Then she practiced with, Subtronics for a little bit. And like he helped her kind of get up to speed and like fix her mixes, because her mixes were actually like, you know, they were these fun mid-tempo beats, but there was no theory, and they just sounded a little off, like pretty off. And Subtronics kind of helped bring theory into that, and now Rez is killing it. So very cool, and they're on super good terms. They also have a song on the album, really great pairing there, honestly, just to see them work together. But anyway, Subtronic, wow, there I go. You got me, you sly dog, you got me monologuing. Subtronic's, he used this track, it's like both a little bit of like the speed house movement that's getting brought in by both like Fred Again and Chill and like Have and stuff. So this is a track is it's at 140 BPM, which is not standard for rhythm. Rhythm's usually 145 or 150. House is usually 128. Speed house is usually around 150. And this track is in 140, so it's somewhere kind of in the middle there. And I really love how he has these like house breaks in the initial drop of the first drop and then brings it into the rhythm section throughout. Like, that's really cool. And then the second part of the track where it is more of that just like house beat has a bit of like a flutter going on, kind of like the stutter house that's been really popular, again popularized by Fred Again, and like Skrillex too has been doing a little bit of flutter house. But I think some other like bigger names in that, I'm trying to think, I did make a playlist of some, but like we're thinking like Good Day Anthem. Let me see if I can find, I did have a flutter house playlist that I made for someone at some point. Let me see. Da-da-da. I am making noise so that it is not dead air. I believe I named it Stutter House. I don't know the genre or something like that. It might be gone. Maybe I deleted it. I went through like, I make like 100 playlists a day, so I need to keep my act together. But anyway, it was just very cool to hear this, like, this flutter house technique has really been taking stuff by storm. A group Forrester, you might know them, maybe not, they're pretty small, but they've really been growing because of some of their tracks that use that technique. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, let's maybe play like a 10 second clip from, I believe the like really good example of it is Leave Me Alone by Fred Again. So let's play that. And you'll hear it kind of, it's not panning between both ears, but the volume is kind of changing between both ears, if that makes sense. It's not exactly just panning, even though it kind of sounds like it. I'm gonna skip just ahead a little bit. So you hear the like, the audio is kind of cutting and it's bouncing throughout your head kind of like that. It's really popular right now. Great stuff. It was a really cool technique, and it's really fun to use, honestly. I've been throwing it on some other tracks. There's this fun track called Spy that has these like really pitched up vocals, and it's fun to throw the stutter effect on that. I'm working on that for a little bit, but we'll see. What was I talking about? Oh, and so Subtronic's kind of brought that into a new genre. It's really only been used, I think, in these kind of like housey or like jungle house kind of UK house vibes. And he brought it into like a rhythm slash like speed house slash, I don't know. We're getting into the subgenre mess of things, but oh gosh, there are 10 minutes left of this regular show. So anyways, that was my mix. I hope you guys liked it. Hopefully there was some bass, or at least more bass than I had. And hopefully we'll have some more longer mixes in the future. Trying not to like, you know, it's just a recreational hobby thing, but I want to be consistent about it. I want to get better at it, and, like, I want to play around with it more instead of, like, doing nothing, because that's lame. You should take time to do nothing if that's what you need, please. I also, maybe in the second part of the show, and this feels bad because one of them, like, was listening and then had to head to bed. I think I've, like, insulted all of my coworkers by only shouting one of them out, but, like, I love you all. You all are great. Like, the group, I'm really happy with the group that we've found at MITRE. You guys are pretty cool. One dude, like, 3D prints car models and then sells them on his Etsy. Like, that's really cool for car enthusiasts. I also love how many car enthusiasts there are. I could give less of
a poop, I suppose. I got yelled at for saying crap. I didn't realize. I thought crap was fine. Maybe I'll look it up on FCC later. But I could give less of a poop about cars. I think like some cars are cool, and I do love fast cars. But like these people will sit at the table and talk about like two models of cars that have maybe one letter in their name that is different, and they just like know everything about the differences between these cars. It's kind of, it's just, I have no idea. It flies right over my head, but it's fun to watch them talk about it, and like their eyes light up. They're so cute, you know? I have a feeling it's probably what I sound like talking about music, though, to be honest, except less professional, because they're like, oh, that engine has like a 630 blah 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 blah, and I'm like, oh, it has a stuttery effect, kind of like a jungle UK house slash something, and I'm just kind of going off of vibes, and they have got like a whole science to it. But it's a really great group. Have some fun like game nights and stuff. I'm blessed. And they are the blessing. Okay, let's get a PSA in before this show ends, and then I have to remember to say that you were listening to Button Pushers, and then like 1 minute later say you are still listening to Button Pushers. Weird law. I didn't make it. Let's talk about dried fruits. Dried fruit PSA. There are some frightening fruit on here. Wow. One of them doesn't even have, they all have faces, but one of them has like eye holes, but no eyes. That is terrifying. If anybody wants some nightmare fuel, let me know, and I will snap you a picture of the scariest ghost banana you've ever seen, and the weirdest pear you've ever seen. Yeah, anyway, dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, oh, what have I done? Raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Edward, if that was one of your PSAs, also, I don't know if Edward still listens to the show, because I bet he thinks it's over. But we're back, baby. For those who don't know the lore, Edward is someone who works at the radio station, used to continually listen to our show and email me and Harrison afterwards about like what he liked about the show and how he was working out during it. It was honestly really, really sweet. I'm kind of miss Edward. We never got to meet up with him. We were like trying to find a time to meet up with him, and it never happened. So sad. Anyway, he compiles the PSAs for the shows. So, yeah, that was a very weird one. But hopefully, you liked me listing off like 100 fruits. I didn't even do. Does anyone eat apricot? Like. Does anyone, I want, if you are listening right now, not like if you've ever eaten an apricot, it's, there's no funny business going on there, right? It just sounds like how it's spelled, or what it sounds like, what it looks like. Anyway, if you've ever been like, you know what I'm craving right now, an apricot, please let me know. And like, what were the circumstances? And then also, what does an apricot taste like? I've never had one. I don't think I've had one. I don't know. Anyway, there are less than 5 minutes left in the show, which means I can now say, this is Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening, and we're going to keep it going for another hour, because River, who has, I believe the show is called Doobie Hour, amazing, it has a practice for burlesque, I think, tonight, so... they can't make it, so I will be filling in for their show. And also, something really cool about their show is I think they've got like a soundboard. So while they're talking, they're playing like air horns and stuff. Man, I wish I could be that cool. Anyway, maybe I will be that cool. Maybe one day I can get a soundboard going and I'll be so annoying. I'll be unstoppable, honestly. I'm already pretty annoying. Let's see, what else do we got for now? I've been doing a lot of like writing recently as well, like lyric writing and stuff.
and trying to understand like how that works, both from just like songwriting and also from like a rap perspective, because yeah, I'm gonna be a white boy rapper, you already know it. No, but it's fun to like write some flows and stuff, and I've just been like thinking about it. This track here has some really interesting flows going on in it. Maybe we can talk about some certain ones, but it's by Masbo Q. It's called Physiology, and it has a part in the song which you will hear because it's going to catch you off guard. It sounds a little funky, but he has like four, for those of you who don't like fully know hip-hop stuff, it's usually in a 12/8 time signature, so that is 12 eighth notes per measure. He does something where he has like four on, one off, two on for his lyrics. So he goes like da 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 blank da da, you know, and then he does to follow that up, he does four on blank two blank two, and then he does four on blank two blank two blank two, and he does four on blank two blank two blank two blank two, and it just gives this like, it seems to like slow the flow down in this, in the groove, but the beat continues and it's very interesting. So I encourage you to try and check it as we fade from oh my god, it's like I'm doing my own double-headed tour. Anyway, from Button Pushers Show 1 to Button Pushers Show 2, here is Physiology by Masbo Q. That's such a smooth beat too. Oh my god.
Rain on the roof, background sounds for the flames we produce. The morning counts down and we stay till the noon. Encased and consumed and my lips still tasting of you. God's more than a myth and I'm faced with a proof. Remember when we used to behave so aloof? Emotional chess, we was playing it cool. I would wait for your move, then attack with your favorite food in a place with a view. Galaxies collide, our stars went to war like Vader and Luke. Sparks fly, spaces intertwined, we was paving the route to the present day. Age we accrued and the pace is reduced. It don't make a difference, we remain from the youth. Aside from a little bit of pain in the glutes,